Minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And ignition and liftoff of Ares 1X.
Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you're nursing your hangovers really well. I'm not. I wish I were, but I'm not. And I hope everybody had a great time, had a great New Year's and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Hope you didn't have to work. I didn't have to. And if you did, sorry, couldn't resist the raspberry. Anyway, get out and visit your local open mics. You know, I always talk about that. I always talk about the one at 21st in Germantown, as it's like my second home. They're in 1481 South Shelby Street, Louisville, Kentucky. Every Sunday night from 7 to 9, hosted by my good buddy, local comedian, Uncool Randy. He even makes a joke about me, and that's pretty cool, I thought. Well, we'll just go ahead. I won't ramble on too much. I won't bring my guests right on because I think they're in the middle of recording and they're taking a break to talk to me. I'm going to ask them that. Hey, tell us who you are and where you're from, you guys, and be specific because I read that you are all from different states coming together to do this.
Yes, we are. Vices Inc. The band is basically based in Portland, Maine, but I'm from Massachusetts. Eleanor's from Massachusetts. Chrissy's from California.
Well, that was where I was born, but I'm mostly from Maine.
Hinalee's from Maine, and Joshua's from Maine, too.
Right. So do you live in different states right now?
She resides in New Hampshire.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I sit there, I actually have to think about it. Where is New Hampshire to Maine? Is that far?
They're close to back to back.
Yeah. Oh, I know that part, but like, do you have a long drive to get together with your band?
It's like 30, 40 minutes. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah. It would be bad over here, but 30 minutes to go practice.
I mean, even I drive that far to go practice, and I still live in the same state. So
I know it's a little different over there. I've toured over there too, and it's to get down the street. It takes a little longer than it does in Indiana. <For sure. Yeah. laughs> No, but it's cool over there. I've been close to the New Hampshire line, I guess. I haven't been in New Hampshire, and I've never been to Maine, so I don't know how Maine is.
It's the vacation land.
Is it? I got a buddy from Maine, though. He says the mosquito's the Maine state bird.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't want to take credit for that because I like that I could be offending somebody unintentionally.
No, that's a solid joke. I've heard it before, but it's solid. I approve.
Well, what are you wanting to tell me about today?
We just got yesterday. We finished our tour. It ended yesterday. We're on tour the past few months, a couple months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went full out.
Yeah, multiple states, a lot of states actually. And we all, as far as Indiana, as far as we went. And then we played in Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, DC, New York, I mean, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, on and on, a lot of places. But it ended last night.
Where'd you end at?
Maine, Portland, Maine.
Okay. So you got to Indiana and said, this is as far west as I'm going.
You loved it, though.
Oh, it was a blast.
Hey, man, are you... Once you get into Illinois, you say, man, this place is flat. Wow. How flat can a place be, Illinois?
We played that place called the Melody Inn in Indianapolis, and we loved it. It was great.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you how you liked that. I play there some, too. Dude, it's only like an hour away.
Our favorites on the tour.
And I saw you played the Mag Bar, which is like 11 minutes from my house.
11 minutes from
where I'm at, right? Even though I'm in Indiana, it's literally 11 minutes from my house. The Mag Bar is.
We love that place too. It was great. Great sound. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a cool little dive. I've got to play there a few times too. It's kind of hard to get in there. So congratulations.
We're gonna be it's already booked for our next tour in April.
All right. Well, let me know, because if I'd known you guys then, I would have went down there. Like I said, it's just even it's literally just like it's not far.
We're gonna hold you to that now when we go down there.
Long as I'm not playing okay. somewhere, I'll go down to the Bag.
Show with us.
Huh?
Maybe you can show with us.
Will it be punk rock night?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we might be playing a show with you then. I know we're on the lineup on one of them.
Great.
But maybe since we're kind of cowpunk, which is, I don't know if you've ever heard cowpunk, but it's like country music played real fast through Marshall stacks. You're going to release, you have an album out now, right?
A few of them actually.
Yeah. I know.
And we're coming to a compilation at the end of the year.
There we go. That's what I was getting at, the compilation. So tell me about the comp.
It's going to be, I mean, it's not a greatest hits because obviously we don't have a greatest hits, but.
I think you should still call it that.
It's something where it has a collection of our you know, different eras of our songs from different albums. And it's mostly geared for radio because we get radio play, so we have to have a CD feel for it. But we also feel like we're going to sell it as shows and stuff, because if you want an example of us but not buying one album, this is where you start. And it's going to get a fresh feel to it because all the songs are getting remixed, so they are symmetric. And we're adding some new songs and doing some new things to some of these songs. So we're pretty excited about it. So if you have heard these songs before, you have to get this version because it's going to be different from the other version for sure.
That's cool. Yeah. What's the night show? What is that?
Danny.
Yeah, go ahead. Dan Cashman. It's like a late night talk show that's based out of Maine. It's pretty popular. It's pretty cool. And we were on that in September. It was a great experience. And you play in front of a live audience. And it gets played on TV. It was on CBS and Fox a couple of days later.
And wow.
We played three songs on there. One was broadcast a couple of days after the show. And then one's going to be broadcast on TV in another few months, I think. And then another one was just for their website.
Yeah. It's on YouTube. One of them is.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Where was I going with that? Alkaline Kiss. When can we expect Alkaline Kiss?
Come on, don't make me talk about that. It's coming out in April.
I just want to make sure I wasn't wrong about the date. Yeah. I'm like, I don't remember anymore.
It's our next album. We're kind of changing our sound a little bit doing pop punk songs to more of a turn up style music. And we're going to release it just before the next tour like I said, it's in April. So yeah, that's when we released some songs off it already. Song like Lexi and I, Cinnamon, Full Personality, Unsure within Insecurity.
Right still,
what's that?
Right Through.
Right Through, yeah. And you can check that out on your Spotify or YouTube, whatever you utilize. But the full album will be out in April.
So are you going to have like a cassette run?
Well, this is funny you're going to say that. We decided we're going to go vinyl for this.
All right.
Yeah, vinyl and obviously CD. And I thought about the cassette. We have thought about it because it's actually cost efficient. It's not really that expensive to do it. We might do it, but the vinyl's first, though.
Right. Well, I just saw a picture on your Facebook with a cassette on it. I was like, oh, look.
Yeah, that's this show. It looks cool. Okay.
I try to do some research on every guest. You know, I try to know what I can about them. Sometimes it's in a short period of time, kind of like this one. But I think I did my homework here. And I'm a cassette guy. I'm an 80s, 90s kid, man. I'm a cassette guy. I'm one of the guys that I still have my jam box from 1982 that I got for Christmas in 1982 sitting right there in my lip. It still works. It's a Sears. My God, Sears made some good products back in the day. It still works great. It sounds amazing still. I was like, holy. And so, and I got real excited when I saw cassettes are kind of on the rise again. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've got dual tape decks. Oh yeah, we're going to be burning off from the radio, whatever, recording songs off the radio and stuff.
Well, I used to do that all the time when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. I cannot hear, a song by J. Giles Band called Centerfold. I don't know if you remember that song. I had a recording of it when, like, I missed the first couple of lines. And so whenever I hear the song, my mind goes right to where I had it on that cassette, even from that long ago. Sorry, I'm rambling. It's supposed to.
No, all right.
Oh, man. My last week's guest gave you all a big shout out, which is also where I poached you guys, because I poach bands. That's what I stalk Facebooks and stuff and poach bands to be on this show. My last week's band gave you all a big shout out, and I told them you were my guest this week, and they were really excited for you.
Was it Metallica?
No. It was Pink Masquerade. So we're gonna give them a shout out back. Just to,
yeah, we do. Yeah. We love them. Great.
They were a fantastic interview. They were really, really fun.
Yeah, they're gonna be on tour with us in April.
Oh, they're gonna go on the whole tour with you?
Well, not the whole thing, but in Ohio and Pennsylvania area.
Okay.
Kentucky too, in Indiana as well. So
in Indiana. I always wonder why people come here, but
it's got corn. Corn.
There's a lot of it here, man. A lot of corn.
I like corn.
Didn't we have a long conversation about corn with one of the people?
Yeah,
with
ours. Corn and Walmart.
Corn and Walmart.
In weird road stuff.
Yeah.
That was just a bit Indiana for us.
You'll have to go to the Uranus Fudge Factory.
That sounds great.
It's a real place. It's probably not far out of your way. The Uranus Fudge Factory.
That's going to be written on our
chart. Hilarious.
And when you check out, your receipt says, thanks for letting us pack your fudge. And don't forget, Indiana, we got the world's largest ball of paint. You need to go see that.
That's amazing. You can combo love that.
Yeah.
Also got the Indy 500.
Yeah. Yep. The Indy 500. We really do have the world's largest ball of paint. And you can paint it. And you can, if you go there, you can paint it. And I don't think it costs anything. You can just paint it.
I just want people to make it bigger.
Get people to make it bigger is what they do. I want to be that. I want to meet that guy's marketeer, man. Because somehow how do you take a ball of paint and make it an attraction? You know, I wish I knew how to do that with my band.
Yeah, right. You bring that tour with you.
Huh?
you know, be Notoria, but on stage, you know?
Yeah.
How big are we talking?
Well, I'm 6'1". It's almost as tall as me.
Okay, wow.
It might be now. It might be.
Yeah, if people keep painting it, it'll get like.
Yeah, I mean that's quite the attraction. It wasn't like when we stopped there; it was empty. There were people actually stopping in to see the. Of course, I did too. Hey, let's go see the world's largest ball of paint.
So funny. Yeah,
you're at the mag, and you're at the mail. There's another place. Were you at the grog shop?
No.
Buzzbin.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. How's that?
It was different. I didn't. You know. It was okay. I almost fell off the stage and killed myself because. but we had fun there.
Yeah, we had fun.
You know, we had some great bands there, and you know, there was a band called Messmaker who told us that they were okay. That band is. Wow.
Yeah, you know? They were incredible.
I put them on as the first band because I said, oh, we're okay.
Yeah, it's like two piece. Oh, they're okay. No. Oh my God.
No.
It was a light show. Like,
they were a little bit tricky, okay? But they were great. But we played, that's when we met Pete Masquerade at that show. We met some great people. So it was a great show in that aspect. It's one of our last shows in Ohio, I think. It was the last show.
Yeah,
in Ohio,
it was, yeah.
Before we went to DC.
So I just wrote down Messmaker because I'm going to go poach them.
You should definitely
go check them out. They're great.
And I tell them you guys gave. I tell them you guys gave me the reference.
Yeah,
good. We also played at Legends in Cincinnati. And that's a great place too.
Yeah, yeah. I've played there. I played there before too. It is a great place, man. There's a really cool record shop right by there too. I can't think of the name of it. It's a vinyl shop. And it's a really nice one. Yeah, and they'll let you set up and play. I don't know if they'll pay you anything, but they'll let you set up and play there. But if you're already in Cincinnati and you're waiting to get into Legends, you can set up a daytime show.
Sounds good. Yeah,
that's cool.
You know, you might be able to get in. And I just wish I could think. I'll look it up and I'll message it to you.
The funniest place we played at a laundromat in Columbus, Ohio.
No way.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
It's called Dirty Dungarees.
Laundromat and bar.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was a great show, though.
It was really cool.
If you want to check out some bands from that show, check out the Funky Ducklings. They are awesome. And Earth to Eden. There's two other bands you might want to check out. They're and Seize the Night.
Seize the Night. Yeah, that was a really good night.
All three bands mm-hmm. were great.
They were amazing.
Yep. And the laundromat. Great. Get your clothes on, and then you play a show.
Get your clothes on. Get wasted, play a show.
Was in a laundromat in Ohio.
Was that your favorite show on this run?
No, but it was fun.
Tell me about your favorite show on this run.
We all
I love this question. It makes you think.
Between Magvar and Legend or Melody and
Pilot.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Melody was just we had a great. Reaction there.
Another
band with great bands playing Jane and her ghost. Mm. Check that band out. Oh my God. Phenomenal band.
Afterglow.
And there's another band called Afterglow. And we had we had the crowd into it. And if you watch us live, I'm crazy. And we got a routine because it's all improv, but we're kind of funny on stage, and you know, and they loved us there. You know, it was like it was crazy. But so think about comedy mixed with music, and that's who we are. Basically, it's the truth.
The guy from last night maybe pushed your ego a little bit on that one.
The bartender last night was like, "Oh, we got open mics here, comedy stuff. You should come up and do that." I'm like, "Dude, it's not my bag. I'm just a guy in the band." It gets weird on stage, but comedy is not my pen, but
it's hard.
It is hard. Yeah.
It's hard.
But it was like that show particularly, which is like people just going crazy with us. Mainly because Ellen's boyfriend was eating pizza and that really pissed me off.
Yeah.
I literally smelled it while they were cooking it. So
Justin, eat that pizza when we were doing our set. How do you eat a pizza when you are set? I can smell that on stage. I was so hungry. And he's only chowing away. But anyways,
what do you want to add? We're about to run out of time here.
If anybody wants to check us out on our website, we're at www.vicesinc.com. We're also on Instagram, vices.inc.band. We're also on Spotify, just Vices Inc. easily. YouTube. Reach out to us. Add us. Come to the show. We're nice. We have t-shirts.
My damn shirt, damn it.
$10 shirts, you know? $10 CDs. We're really cheap. If you want us to mail all you want, just write to me. You know, I'll mail on to anybody. We ship it out, you know? But yeah, check us out.
You do have a regular website.
Yes, we do.
Okay. There'll be links to all that in the description of this episode. Be sure to check everything out. These guys got a lot to offer. That is all our time we have for now. Thank you for listening to Undergroundopolis. Remember, we do this every Wednesday night, bringing you new and exciting artists every week. Be sure to hit up their websites and social media and stream or download their music. If you like this show, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, any streaming platform, and leave us a review as well. I'm your host, Rob Lyon, signing off.